This recording, Jiangsu 26, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then sing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing buzz. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. So Sarah confirmed that with diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Suzhou, around the Suzhou River, around the city, and Suzhou is a very old city, full of peace and harmony. A lot of the cultural relics and Suzhou Garden is very famous, and people is agreeable, and also a lot of the specialities in Suzhou. That's all. Zigan yo er se xi zi bu zi fu zi yue hou yu ban yu zi yu fang lei fu zi le hu ning fu zi er fu yun fu zi jun zi hu zi yue si se ba ye yi zi bi zi曰思无有子由子于问谢子曰今在之谢更宁子未能彻自日盖目媳妇舍扣日彻佛敬后日别户子曰四之受之孤之受与所之受恶宁一虽哉宁一虽哉